Everyone has encountered what we affectionately like to call that guy at a convention. You know what I mean by that guy or that girl? You don't want to be thought of as that guy at a convention, do you? That guy. If you don't want to be that guy, check out examples from Elizabeth on how not to be that guy.
You're going to the panel to listen to the panelists about one of your favorite topics, or perhaps to learn something new, or maybe to ask your favorite voice actor a question. It's not the time to talk to your friends. Play around with their cell phone or Nintendo DS. Do those out in the hallways.
What?
Just like in the movie theater and in class, make sure you turn your cell phone off. It's very distracting to the panelists and the other people in the room. If you're waiting for a call, leave it on vibrate, and if you need to take the call, to get outside the panel room. It's extremely rude to just start making comments or asking questions during a panel without first raising your hand, especially when the panelists are already talking. Even when they ask for input or questions, don't just start blabbing. If you want to contribute to the discussion or ask a question, raise your hands and wait till the panelist calls on you. Don't get all bent out of shape if they call on someone who raised their hand after you either. Seriously, raise your hand.
What was it like developing?
I got the 13th game, and it was all the way from Japan, and it didn't even come out of the States. I think they're supposed to be having it out like next summer, but I haven't even seen any advertising for it. And it's all in Japanese, and I can't really subtitle anything on that, but I do know a couple words in Japanese, and it was really over, like, it's different on that kind of thing.
Some panelists will just lecture to the audience or talk about the topic amongst themselves for the entire hour or two. However, most of the time, they will ask for thoughts, opinions, and questions from the audience. If no one in the audience is asking questions or adding their opinions, that can make for a boring panel, so don't be afraid to raise your hand and contribute. You should be asking questions that are covered under the topic of the panel. Don't ask voice actors questions about shows they haven't worked on or companies they haven't worked with. And don't ask the same question someone else has already asked.
Ooh, over here! Yeah! I'm a really big fan, okay, but I just wanted to know, do you know when the new American dub for the Fullmetal Alchemist series is coming out?
This is the Pokemon panel. Gotta catch them all.
If you choose to participate in a discussion, make sure you stay on topic. Even if what you want to talk about is covered by the panel's overall topic, if the current discussion isn't about that right now, don't bring it up until it is. Don't go back to previous topics that were already discussed. If you came in late and want the panelists to go back and talk about something already covered, too bad.
What are people's thoughts as to the use of a draw system in Final Fantasy VIII?
Oh, well, I've never actually played a Final Fantasy, but in World of Warcraft, you have talent points. And I think that's
The panelists are the ones who put in the work and research to prepare for the panel, so let them do all the talking. It's great if you want to add to an issue being discussed or ask a question, but don't go overboard and let others in the audience have the chance to speak as well. If you and the person next to you start talking about something amongst yourselves, even if it is about the topic at hand, step out of the room or wait till after the panel to discuss. It's distracting to the panelists and others in the room to hear side conversations going on.
Back in the 1950s. Well, in 3 years, it's supposed to have a new
If the panelist says something that's incorrect or doesn't know the answer to a question, that doesn't make them an idiot, so don't make them feel like one. Politely correct them or answer the question for them if you like. If you think you could have done a better job than the panelists, don't announce it in front of the whole panel like a jerk. Volunteer to sit on it or run the panel next year if you think you can do a better job.
Actually, Deke only did the first two seasons of Sailor Moon. After that, it was dubbed by another company. If you're going to run a Sailor Moon panel, you should probably get your facts straight.
Sleeping in someone's panel is rude. No one wants to hear you snore. Go back to your hotel room and get some sleep.
Anybody here in the audience who's actually interested in what it takes to be published? Good.
Dude, get a room!
So that's how not to be that guy at a panel. This is the first segment we're going to be doing about that guy. So if you have any ideas for us, send it to podcast@animecon.com.